is powered by UrbanMusicSuite.com. Song Therapy is today's hottest and progressive music platform created to heal the pain and soothe the soul. So sit back, relax, and unwind as we take you on this therapeutic musical journey. It's time for you to join the crew on the first ever virtual couch. Remember, no one likes to go to therapy, but they love to come to Song Therapy. Introducing our musical therapist, Impeccable, the Dream Merchant.
Don't make a living, create a lifestyle.
And Tell Tally, the motivationalist.
With a mindset for ministry.
And Mo-licious, the essence of Mo.
Sweet, sexy, and always in control.
Entertainment and news, I always get the story. And now, your host and moderator, Mr. Impeccable.
What? Another week? Right? I just want to let the music ride for a second. Yeah. You having a bad week? I'm not. Song Therapy. Better say it, DJ. Come on. Oh. You hear that change right there? DJ here or what? Hola, como esta? Es todo bien, gracias. Y ustedes. Either I was speaking Spanish or, you know, the DJ was just left the button, left the turntables, went out on the dance floor and got her groove on. That's right. At Song Therapy, we have a female DJ who be rocking. Mo-licious. You ever just feel like, you know, you ever listen to a Michael Jackson song and you just be like, if you ever just did that, it just makes you just feel good. You're like, what are you talking about, Mike? What are you recording? He was recording the...
Gotta let it sizzle. You gotta let it sizzle.
Let it sizzle, Tally. Tally was back there doing his best Bruce Lee warm-ups before we came on. I was on the floor. I almost couldn't start the show this week. It was so crazy. What's happening with you, Tally? You all right?
All is well, my brother. Getting over that... debacle Super Bowl loss of my Seattle Seahawks, but all is well.
Oh, you're Seattle Seahawks. You're from Baltimore.
Well, yeah, I know. You know what I mean. But, I mean, you know, I stay with the Birds. So together. Ravens weren't there, so got to go with Seahawks. Anybody but the Patriots. Anybody.
Mo-licious, First Lady of Song Therapy, God is good. It's so wonderful to have you on the show. The reason I say that, ladies and gentlemen, she was in a... And a little fender bender, more than that, but we're going to call it a little fender bender that the Lord allowed her to walk away with him, with her life and her friend's life. So we're just glad that you, though it is not robbery, to join us tonight on Song Therapy. I just wanted to publicly announce that we are glad that you are on the show with us. Mo?
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I just want to say that God is good, and he was looking out for us, and he had his arms wrapped around it, so... You never know, so you just need to make sure that you live your life like it's golden and treat everybody the way you want to be treated. And that's all I have to say. Let's get this show rocking and rolling.
Hold on. Don't forget our celebrity newscast out there in Vegas, Mr. T Million. How are you this evening, sir? Don't let us
What's
forget.
Up, brother? What's up, brother? I'm just getting over the three tickets I hit Patriots first half. Patriots in the over. Yeah, Tell Tally, I'm getting over it right now. Cashing at the window.
Wow.
You know, wait a minute, team play. I do.
Let's
have
not
to
make this show about
though.
Football. Come on, let's
wait a minute. I just want
to
say this. Can
Get
I say
out,
this
please.
Very quickly before we move forward? In the beginning, I was for the Patriots, and then somebody that's going to remain nameless was like, really, hey, I don't know why you want the Patriots. He's on this line. But anyway, then I switched to Seahawks. I was just like, oh, I'm going to go to Seahawks. Then right as the game started, I said, no, you know what? I think I'm going to go back to the Patriots because every team that I subliminally go for, they always win. So there you have it. Now you can get back to
yourself. I got a team you can go for, see if they win.
If you just tune in to Song Therapy,
we're Team Gizzard.
If you got lost for a second, you know, and if they're getting into each other, into themselves, this is another fantastic week. We're talking about celebrities this week, people. What makes people celebrities? What makes them famous? What makes you think about them? Sometimes when they're definitely not thinking about you, what is a celebrity these days? I mean, with everybody just taking 30 seconds of ignorance to ruin a lifetime that it took them to get this celebrity, have you seen things just cracking off in the news? We're not going to get onto that topic, but you could lose it just as fast as you gain it. But tonight's topic, man, what celebrity can get it to work? And you might say, Impact, well, what are you talking about, can get it? You know what I'm talking about when I say can get it. If this is your very first time on Song Therapy, we are the cause and the cure for some of your daily pressures in life. This is your first time joining us. We have the world's first virtual couch. We're going to roll it out. As you can see, we had to get some football woes. Some of us made some money who was smart, like $2 million. Set on a game out there where it's legal in Vegas, but others were just rooting for something because their favorite team was not in it. But the virtual couch is here. It's here for you. This therapy is here for you. Don't break up your own stuff. Don't beat up your girl. Don't go to jail for anybody. Don't choke nobody. Definitely don't try to make them swallow anything. Okay? Come to Song Therapy.
What?
Come to the virtual couch. Don't worry. If you didn't see that in the news, I'm just saying. Choking went on last week, okay? I'm not going to harp on it. I'm not even going to bring up any names. I'm just saying. Sometimes people get so angry that they choke people. Anyway, again, what celebrity? You know, sometimes celebrities are in your office. They're in your workplace. They're walking around in the mall. But I'm talking about, we're going to like known celebrities that everybody knows their name, can get it with no work. That's tonight's topic. Mo?
Yes.
Are you ready for Mo's Yesteryear? I mean, we got a special guest tonight. I know everybody who's been following us knows it. Not only then, he's no stranger to Song Therapy. We're going to introduce him officially in a minute. But we're breaking down Cisco's record, first album, Got to Get It. Now, I mean, he made a record about Got to Get It. So we're going to figure out what celebrities can get it with no work. Mo, why don't you give us just a little more background information on this record, then we're going to probably introduce our special guest.
Well, this is Mo with Mo's Yesteryear. Got to Get It is the debut single album from Cisco's album featuring Make It Hot. It was the first single from Cisco's debut album, Unleash the Dragon. The single was fairly successful on the charts. It peaked at number 40 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 charts and number 12 on the U.S. Billboard Hot R&B hip-hop singles and track charts. The music video was a song that was directed by Hype Williams and featured Cisco sing on top of a building, then goes straight to Make It Hot performs with the clips of Cisco playing a guitar. But the video ends as Cisco is dancing with females. Now, let's check out Got to Get It. And then right after that, Song Therapy will welcome multi-platinum recording artist Cisco to the virtual couch.
See what I want to do.
Oh,
got to get it. Got to get it. We got it. We here. We live on Song Therapy. If you haven't heard that record before, maybe you missed 10 million copies that were sold or more around the world. I'm not sure. We got a special guest this evening. We're going to let Mo-licious, the first lady of Song Therapy, do the honors. You know, we were backstage, you know, talking about who's going to introduce him. I said, I am definitely not introducing a brother, even though he's my little brother. And I would if a woman wasn't on here. But, Mo, I'm going to let you do the honors to introduce our special guest this evening.
Well, I want to start off by saying, with the topic, what celebrity can get it, we're going to bring my celebrity that can get it on right now. But besides that, Song Therapy welcomes multi-platinum recording artist Cisco to sit on the virtual couch. And I hope you can sit next to me and you can see how you can get it tonight. Welcome,
oh,
Cisco,
yeah.
The Dragon.
What?
Dragon. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, I heard something about a big win that the Patriots had, but they let some of the air out of it, so it's just a little win now.
Wow.
Wow. All I want to say is,
well,
Pete Carroll.
The nightly show, that's the nightly show joke that I jacked. That's primetime TV. I better like this good material.
All I want to say is Robert Kraft wrote a check big enough to make Tom Brady immortal, because nobody in the world can tell me how you can be on a one-yard line with two plays and have beast mode in the backfield and you go for a slant. One of the highest interception rate passes probably in the NFL. I don't care what nobody say. Somebody got a check.
It kind of looks a little bit like a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
That noise y'all made just a wah-wah. That's what happened.
Wah-wah.
All you people in Baltimore just mad at the Patriots.
To be completely honest, I was watching something else. Like, Baltimore didn't go, so I just stopped watching.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But
well,
you did hear what Belichick said when they said, were you afraid when you were down by 10 points in the fourth quarter? And he said, I was more afraid when Baltimore, we were playing Baltimore, we were down by 14.
Oh, okay. So we got a little shout out. That's what's up.
Yeah, he gave us a little shout out.
Little shout easy.
I think, Mo-licious, why don't you pull out the virtual California King for these guys? Because they just can't get
to
them.
I
spoke to y'all in a minute. I just wanted to get up on the bench, you know, before we got in the couch, got cozy with all the listeners out there, to let them know, you know, how Got to Get It was constructed. Because that's what y'all do here on Song Therapy, correct?
Right.
Let
me give you the rules. First, we play the song, which we played, Got to Get It, Cisco, multi-platinum, worldwide, smash. Then verse by verse, lyric by lyric, we're going to break this record down like you've never heard it broken down before. And, of course, you see, we're getting into heavy discussions. It's not about this topic yet, except Mo said, definitely, with no work, Cisco, that you can get it. That's what she said on national radio.
Sexy.
International radio. You name it, Song Therapy is going to open your eyes to the real story behind this song. We want to know really where the inspiration came from on Got to Get It. We're going to give you a new perspective. Maybe if you were just dancing and thinking it was just a dance record. No. It's had some innuendos in it that by the time this show is over, you're definitely going to know. And we're going to say the Dragon is back. We're not going to just talk about Got to Get It. He had a trilogy. He had Unleashed the Dragon, Return the Dragon, and then next week, February the 10th, ladies and gentlemen, have a new
next week
Last Dragon. Hey,
that dramatic pregnant pause.
See, when you work for yourself, days don't mean anything. Like when people call me to book a show for Drew Hill or Cisco, I say we work every day that ends in Y. Every day that ends in Y. That includes Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, Easter, and all of the rest of them, okay?
Wouldn't it be
so
Christmas, Hanukkah? Christmas, Hanukkah?
MLK. Oh, you know what? Happy Black History
MLK.
Month. Don't forget about that. Don't forget about it. It is Black History Month. And guess what? Cisco's making history. He's releasing the last of the trilogy. Oh, by the way, why are you calling this record The Last Dragon, brother?
It's funny you should ask that, Mr. Impeccable. It's this is probably going to be my last solo album. After this album, I'm going to focus more on film and television.
Wow.
What?
So get it.
Solo
get
album.
It while it's hot.
Oh, wow.
Get it while it's hot.
Okay, well, I have to get it all tonight.
Right now.
I got to get it.
Mm.
Hey, Dragon, I just want to ask you one thing. Since it's your last album, I think it's only fair that I get a cameo on it. If you've already completed the album, but if you got room for one more, I think I should get a
word
cameo
up
on the album.
He said he wanted a cameo. You going to pop on, Tally? Like, a word up, tell Tally. Then he going to just walk away, drop the mic.
And drop the mic. Boom. And I want my royalty check. Boom.
Right. Then we got to pay cameo, though.
I'll take care of Kay. Don't worry about it. I got him. Don't worry
can
about
I get a cameo?
No.
I
you already
can't
got
get
a cameo.
Well, you can get a cameo. You can get
y'all,
it
y'all
can
have
get
a private
O's
cameo. That's going to be private, though, Muff. We don't need to see that one.
Right. I'm going to give you a different O.
She's going to give you the big O, Muff.
Yeah.
You get the big O. If you just tuned into Song Therapy, we have our special guest, Cisco. With
as another O,
latest, the last of the trilogy, The Last Dragon, February 10th. Pre-order it now, and you can get some of the songs right now for free. Some of them that we may even sample tonight. That's right, songtherapy.fm. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that stuff. Wherever you got to think you got to go, just go to songtherapy.fm, follow us, find us, find out what we're doing, find out how we're letting the music bring the therapy to us. Tonight's topic, what celebrity can get it. Like,
who can get it?
Girl, with no work.
I'm
talking about with no work.
Who can get it?
Talking about no work.
No work.
So like, just like, hey, Chow Chow, our musical therapist. See, you know, you have a problem sometimes when people can just get it with no work. You know what I mean? What are some of the symptoms of tonight's topic when a celebrity can just get it with no work, brother?
Well, my brother, as you know, there are a lot of things that go on when you talk about celebrities, as you mentioned, and probably since the dawn of time, there's always been some type of celebrity crush. I mean, back in the day when you would see the old movies and you would see Elvis, and women would go crazy for Elvis, and then some of the men might have gone or had posters of Lana Turner or that provocative one of Sophia Loren. You know, but in the black communities, it was always the Jet Magazine Beauty or Celebrity of the Week. And we celebrated their success as well as their beauties. For me, of course, I remember Janet Jackson when she played Penny on Good Times, as well as Charmaine on Different Strokes. And then, of course, there was Pam Grier and Foxy Brown and Coffee. And even in the sports world, you had Flo Jo with that one leg out and one leg had the pants on. So we've all found people that are successful and do well. And one of the things that attracts us is their success. And because of their success, then you start looking at them a little deeper. And for me, these women were very beautiful women as well as strong. And I'm sure for the ladies like Mo, you had your DeBarge or your Silvers poster up, or everybody had Michael Jackson. Or in the 80s, you had Prince on a motorcycle.
Can you bring it
to
like the
90s? I'm sorry, who was that? DeBarge?
No,
the
80s,
90s, born in the 90s. You had DeBarge, whatever your celebrity was. But some of these.
For the ladies like Mo. Why you
right.
Say I'm sore for the ladies like Mo?
So some of the symptoms that you find yourself with posters or pictures of them, today you might even friend them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram or Twitter. You gather as much information as you can about them, so they're personalized, where they grew up, where they're from, those type of things. You even find yourself at times joining fan clubs, et cetera. But the biggest thing you do is you fantasize of what you would say or talk about if you got a chance to have some alone time. So those are the symptoms that you have when a celebrity can get it without any work.
A dangling modifier there, Tell-Tally.
Is that
what
right?
What are those things you fantasize about?
Mm.
Now, if you go into the room where just the ladies are talking or where the guys are talking about the fantasies of who could get it, they're going to run it down. And I'm sure before the night's over, the callers are going to call in. we all going to just lay it out on the table. I don't even care if you got a woman, girl, wife, or whatever. Some people say, you know, I'm going to just have to take
it. Oh, that's what this was. See, this is a setup.
No, it's not set up, brother.
I can't even go into all of that.
It's a fantasy, brother.
I had a couple fantasies. I fulfilled all of my fantasies.
Wow. You're talking about the celebrities.
Impeccable sitting there like he don't know. I was like,
I know nothing.
And then the next time I was, I'll save it.
Well, I do remember one YouTube video, Dragon, where you closed the door. Let me stop. You're right. Let me leave that alone.
You dry snitching. Don't be dry snitching. Trying to tell everything again.
It's on YouTube. I didn't put it on YouTube.
Yes,
it was actually on something called 24 Hours of Cisco. So it was one of the first DVDs that sold a million copies. It was actually kind of one of the pioneers of that whole, reality TV movie.
Yeah.
We did it first with 24 Hours of Drew Hill, and then we did it with 24 Hours of Cisco. And
that's
then
right.
Kaboom!
Guess who stepped in the room?
Yeah.
The word of the day. Kaboom. Who can get it?
Kaboom.
What celebrity
do you want
can
to
get
step
it?
In the room?
Now, I mean, we're talking about, you know, how the celebrities can get it and what they can get it. But, you know, I think I'm going to flip it, but I'll wait to the middle of the show because I just think celebrities and artists are just like us. They're individuals like us. So,
exactly.
You know, when at the end of the day, I think that, you know, we all laugh and joke and we have our fantasies and we're talking to our girlfriends or talking to our male friends and we may joke around and be like, oh, he can get it. But not really. You don't really want to give it to him because at the end of the day, you still have yourself, you know, pride and ego. Like me, I laugh and I joke and I'd be like, yeah, he can get it. But at the end of the day, they're human. So you still get the 6-month rule. Anyway, let's move right on.
Whenever some dance going on tonight, I'm going to make this song.
Wait, Mo, I wanted to tag on to what you said by saying that, you know, as an artist that works in the entertainment industry, you know, there are some celebrities out there that you may want to meet, but then there comes a time, you know, where if you've met those people like I had a list, and I checked the whole list. So and once you kind of have gone there and, you know, kind of met the person or whatever with the person, wrote a song about the person, I don't know, or they wrote a song about you, I'm not dry snitching. I'm just saying, you know.
All right. Well, I mean, we can bring the couch out. It don't have to be
wait,
because
I want to my feet up and say that as somebody in the entertainment industry, that it's not always a celebrity or somebody else, one of your peers that's in the same job that you have that you want, you know, that can get it. Like, you could be anywhere. You could be at a club and be like, she can get it. And
right,
she,
exactly.
And you can
want
to give it
exactly.
to her the same as somebody want to give it to you as a quote-unquote celebrity.
Good point there. If you just tuned in, this is Song Therapy. We have Cisco Live. We're breaking down Got to Get It off the first record of the trilogy, Unleash the Dragon, back in the day, not too far ago, not too long ago, because the music lives on. The music, if it's a hit, will allow you to eat and take care of your family for the rest of your life. But guess what? He has a new record, Last Dragon. Why don't you play, Mo, just a little snippet. You can set this first single up, Cisco. We're talking about A-List. You know, what A-List meant
sure,
to you when you were...
Hey, one of the songs Therapy Cast said something about Halle Berry.
That would be me. That would be impeccable.
Yeah, impeccable. You know about Halle Berry. She's one of our stars that, you know, that still continues to shine bright no matter how far her career goes or, you know, whether she's a cougar that wants to ride the dragon or a dragon wants to get with the cougar.
The new movie is coming out. The Dragon
A-List
Finds the
Cougar. A-List was a song that I wrote with some producers that I actually worked with on my first album, Last Dragon. My first album, Unleash the Dragon. And I worked with the producers, One Up. And they actually produced the record, and it was written by a young lady by the name of Carmel. And, you know, I kind of, you know, just added a little bit, but she really wrote the gist of it. And it was just one of those songs that just really had one of those, it just oozed swag. And that's kind of one of the prerequisites that I have when I decide if I want to, you know, work on a song or not. I see and kind of ask myself, hey, you know, would I want, like, how would I feel if somebody else was singing this song? And so it's one of those records that I just felt like, yo, I have to sing this record. And so we, you know, kind of put it out because, you know, basically we felt like by me being gone as a solo artist from the mainstream for so long, we just wanted to kind of, you know, just put out there in the universe for anybody that might get it twisted that, you know, I'm A-list in this. And you know, a lot of people, well, what's A-list to you? Well, A-list is pretty much, you know, they I'm sure they know me everywhere you go. They might not know you everywhere I go. That's A-list.
Say what? Say what?
That's a nice
song. That was that's the first single. Featuring Waka Flocka. Big shout out to Waka.
Featuring Waka Flocka. Let's just play a little bit of it and then get right into Song Therapy. Let's go, DJ.
I'ma show you the way we go. We rolling deep with all my people. We buying bottle after bottle. Popping deep like we hit the lotto. Why got all that bitches in my section. Don't make me get your girl a lesson. Cause if I throw a couple thousand, she needs to round and start addressing. Oh, I get the best of anything. Cause money ain't a thing. Oh, I've been on top of my game. Way past rich, cause I'm A-listening. Said I'm A-listening.
What? What? DJ, cut the music down. Cut the music down. That's right, you pre-order Last Dragon right now. A-list, you get it right now. You can get it right now, tonight. I think
you
the store at iTunes is open all night. This is your boy Impeccable. We're on Song Therapy, live with the Dragon, one of the premier trendsetters of our time, fashion, hair, music, rap, singing, a lot of things he's been the first to do. But we're breaking down Got to Get It, because tonight's topic, everybody, what celebrity can get it with no work. And if you want to call a celebrity, see, like you said about A-list, a celebrity is a person that everybody knows when you mention their name, typically. But if they mention your name and everybody doesn't know you, that means your celebrity is not up there. That means you're not important. It just means in the world of celebrityism, you know what I mean?
We don't have a problem getting into anywhere. That's A-list.
Right. We try not to use the card. Sometimes we have to use the card. You have to use the Cisco card. Sir, were you speeding? Oh, I was just trying to get Cisco out of this traffic. Oh, Cisco, can I have an autograph? You know, believe me, you don't know how much that's worth. But we're breaking down Got to Get It. We talk about song structure. We teach you a little bit about song structure. This has a short intro in this record. Our host, T Million, is up first on the intro. T, you ready to rock this thing?
Oh, yeah. I'm good. Hey, what's up, T Mill?
What it do, baby? What it do?
Yeah, man. Boy, I got the silky smooth voice making sure everybody stay tuned in. Let's get it.
All right, DJ, let's drop the intro. Let's drop the intro and show them what Song Therapy is all about.
See what I want to do. I don't know if I can say what I want to do.
Man, this is your man. Thank you for that that shout out, Cisco. This is your man, T Million. I'm going to break down this quick intro. And it just reminds me of a situation where if a brother's in the club or in a situation where he sees a cute young lady and you walk up to her close to her ear and you say, like, see what I want to do. I don't know if I can say what I want to do. Yeah. Maybe I can. See, that's just an intro to me to say, well, I want to say it anyway, but I want to set it up so that you can feel it a little bit better. But basically, this particular point is the setup. It's the setup. You're letting someone know. You're letting them know what you want to do, but you want to, but you're trying to play with them a little bit to give them, make them anticipate what you're about to say. I don't know if I can say what I want to do. Make them, so you want them to ask you, like, well, go tell me what do you want to do, baby? What do you want to do? Maybe I can. And then you break it down. That's the great setup. And then everything that happens from there. Happens from there. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, baby. T Million's breakdown of an intro.
Okay, so
T Million.
T.
Hold on. Before you say that, Mo, what happens in Vegas happens in Chicago, happens in St. Louis, happens in Atlanta, happens in Jamaica. No, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mo.
I just want to say this one thing. I love the way you kind of broke down the intro, but I was looking for a little bit more into it. You know, like, I thought you were going to really get into it. But anyway, I mean, I like that.
I mean, but, me personally, Malicious, if I may, I thought he broke it down quite nicely. I mean, you start off, you say, see what I want to do. Nah, I don't know if you want to do. Because, see, it's a little bit of reverse psychology going right there. So it's a little bit of mind foreplay. When you talk
I wanted Pete to really, he knew what I was talking about. I wanted him to really.
See, she just wanted to hear you talk like a brother.
Hey, Cisco, she wanted to hear my dragon voice, man.
I wanted to hear your dragon voice. I didn't want you to be,
She wanted to give you, it a smile.
She wanted to hear your dragon
voice. Cisco, I'm the Lord of the Rings. She wanted to hear that voice. You know how to make your tongue flick? Because she wanted to hear that voice. That's what
she
wanted to
hear. Oh, man. We didn't even get to that part of the song yet, T-Mo.
Hey, man, you the lead off.
No one can do it. Anyway, no one can do it like Cisco. So let's move on.
Right. Okay.
Back over here on this side of the fence.
Well said, Mo. That was prolific. The way we
made Palm Beach. We had to high five behind our back on that one.
The song starts off with a brief intro, but it's a lot in the intro. It's a lot in what your mind really wants to say to somebody. And sometimes your inside voice comes outside. Next is the first verse. Tell Tally, our resident musical therapist, is up in the first verse. Let's see how this story continues. Got to get it. Cisco, let's go.
That pregnant pause is to make sure y'all listen.
Do I have to tie the back of your neck to make you listen to me? Do you have to see me flash your little or wave in my rosy sister? Yeah, baby, can I get a hit of you? What's up, what's up? Come on, I like the touch. I got to figure out if you're down to touch.
Well, this is your man, Tell Tally, and I'm breaking down the first verse. And I'm going to try to do it a little Cisco style because he comes in kind of rough with it, and he says, do I have to grab the back of your neck to make you listen to me? Do you have to see my flesh in the door or wave in my rollie, mister? Yeah, yeah. Baby, can I get a hit of you? What's up, what's up? Come on, I like the touch. I got to figure out we're down because. So basically, That's what I get from the first verse, and that's my hit character. And my Cisco moment when I'm home alone, and when Dan's like nobody's watching.
I'm not even gonna get no publishing on that because that was a whole other melody.
Well,
that was in my key.
But anyway, here's my breakdown of it. A lot of times, you know, the first verse says, or first line says, "Do I have to grab the back of your neck to make you listen to me?" And I think we all know that Cisco wasn't talking about Ike Turner type stuff, but sometimes when you're trying to get somebody's attention and you grab them and you pull them in, it's because I want your attention. I want you to listen to what I'm got to say, because what I got to say is real important. Or you kind of flossing in the club like you really ain't feeling me, and I know you are, so I got to grab your neck and pull you close. So it's kind of a central move. Then you say, oh, do I have to see me flashing the dough or waving my Rolex? So a lot of times you have those gold diggers in the club, so, you know, you pull out your little wad and say, you like to order this, and they kind of, you know, it's like in that movie, I forgot the name of it, where you drop your credit card and the chick has scanned it, and she sees it's a black card. So, you know, if I'm flashing my dough, you know I'm working with something, or waving my Rolex. And at the time, of course, you're talking about a Rolex, so, you know, you're waving your Rolex to let her know that, you know, I got a few dollars. It ain't this is the real thing. Mine don't tick, it sweeps. So you're letting them know I got the Rolex. Then it says, Mr. Yeah, baby, can I get a hit of you? So then as you're bringing it in, you're saying, I'm feeling you. So a hit of you can be, you know, whatever, conversation. It can move to the sexual part of it or bedroom part. But basically saying, can I spend the time of you, a taste of you, a hit of you? And then he kind of reiterates it by saying, what's up? You know, like, what's going on? What are we going to do? Because I like the touch. So you're letting them know that, you know, I'm a physical person. I've already identified the fact that I like what I see. Essentially, now I'm going to let you know I like the touch. And then he finishes off by saying, I got to figure out if you down because. So he want to know what he's saying, what he's spitting, what he's doing, how he's touching you, how he's grabbing the back of your neck. If you like all that, then what's up? What's the next step? What are we about to do? And that's Telltale's breakdown of the first verse.
Yeah. All right.
Drop the mic and let's go.
I'd like to interpret just one line of that, because, Tal, you had everything spot on, except for the one line when I said, Mr. Yeah. I was basically...
I ain't
want
to mess with that.
No.
I wasn't quite sure. I kind of skipped over that. But go ahead. I'm glad you caught that.
It's all good. It's one of those things like how Michael Jackson used to, God rest his soul, used to have one of, his kind of telltale kind of things that whenever he would hit, you know what I mean? You knew that
right.
was Michael. So
right.
Mr. Yeah, was just saying that I'm, you know, every time, you know, sometimes people come up to me and they just go, yeah. So I was like, that's
Mo,
me.
Pull your panties
you know,
up, Mo.
You just made Mo soil herself with that one.
So I was basically saying that, you know, boom, like, how can I get this young lady's attention? Do I got to be aggressive? Do I got to show you money? Or do I got to show you that I'm the guy to say, yeah?
Right.
And then when I said, baby, can I get a hit of you? It was almost like a theme, like down in some questionable parts in the city that we trying to clean up, with that scene just on the corner, like, scratching, like, man, can I just get a hit at you? But before you lose your cool, you say, you know what, what's up? What's up? You know, tell me, are you down? Because I want to know, because it's like, I done just showed you my whole hand. I don't got nothing to hide. Do you want to show me what you got? Because I just showed you what I got.
Mm. And that is the official breakdown of the first verse. Good job, Tally. Now we know the real story. If you just tuned in, that's right, you're on Song Therapy. You might never heard of us before. You might be tuning in just because you see Cisco's name. Well, welcome to Song Therapy, where we take the song, the record, the lyrics, and break it down verse by verse. Yeah, you might not have even known that these lyrics meant what it meant, but now tonight it has been cleared up on Song Therapy by the Dragon himself. We're breaking down the classic hit, Got to Get It. While we do that, let us remind you, this will be a shameless plug all night, Last Dragon in stores February the 10th. You can pre-order it right now on iTunes, on your smartphone, your tablet, whatever you're on, go to iTunes now, pre-order to get some. Some of these records right now. If you're listening by way of cell phone, you just want to tune in to tonight's topic or just say what's up to the Dragon. What celebrity can get it with no work? Just push on your phone. Just push one on your phone. We'll see your hand raise virtually in the back, and we'll get you on, or at least try to get you on. Malicious, do you have a caller on the line?
Yep, I have a caller on the line. Xanity is on the line.
Oh,
Xanity?
My God, I'm so,
welcome
yes,
to Song
Xanity,
Therapy.
I'm so sorry. Hello,
welcome
how
to
are
Song
you?
Therapy. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm fantastic. I just called and I saw it on Facebook, and I was like, I love Cisco. you know, Drew Hill, all of that. So I was like, let me just check it out.
Okay.
Say hello to New York.
Say hello to New York.
Cisco, you're on the phone. Are you on the airwaves?
I'm on the air. How you doing, sweetie?
I am good. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm, like, really excited just to talk to you. But how are you doing this evening?
I'm great. I mean, this is what song therapy does. It brings that favorite artist that you may be looking at, that you may love, that you got to get it from. Brings them right to you. How you doing, boo?
I'm good. I'm really good now. I just want to tell you, I love, like, a lot of your songs. Like, some of my favorite songs from you is Incomplete. We don't make love anymore.
We
and
don't
then
even
I know
make
you
love. We're going to just change that. We don't even make love.
We sleeping in separate rooms.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not sleeping in his room. I'm in a whole other hotel.
Well, I'm
keep
24
straight.
Years old, and I'm originally from Maryland like yourself, but I lived in New
York
for 14
years.
Oh,
let me find
years.
Out. That's the
yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in. Hey, make sure you go get my new album. Please pre-order Last Dragon.
I got Cisco, before you go, can you sing something for me live, please?
Ain't we going to be there? Where you at?
All right, I live in Staten Island, but I work in Times Square at the Wax Museum.
Hey,
I can get you in there for free.
See, I called that New York accent out, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because you was up there. But, hey, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just go and download the Drew Hill app? That's Druhill. Go to the app store, download the Drew Hill app. It'll tell you everywhere where we are individually and as a group. I'm sure we're coming real close to y'all. I think it's like in a couple weeks, actually.
Okay, well, you follow me on Instagram. My name is Fantasy LaPree on Instagram, and I'm a poet and a songwriter. So check me out, because
okay.
I'll be performing in Queens on Saturday anyway. I'm not here to promote myself.
I like to hear some of your music. I like to hear some of your music. Malicia, if you stay on the line, you maybe can take her information.
Yep.
Sure, I would love to let you hear my poem and all of that.
All right.
Thanks for calling. And hold on for a second. Also, we have let's bring one more caller in, and then we can get right back into the show so you guys can get for it. We're going to bring Lizelle onto the line, okay?
No problem.
Lizelle, welcome to Song Therapy. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Say hello to Cisco.
Hi, Cisco.
What's up, bro? Where you calling from?
New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
No, she's calling from the New Jersey. All right. That's funny. We about to be there in like 2 days. It's a private event. Yeah. Jersey, 2 days. So what's up, bro?
You want to just say something that you love Drew Hill, or you want to answer tonight's topic, what celebrity can get it with no work?
I don't know.
Okay. She just wanted to say hi. Well, hi from New Jersey. All right, bro.
Jersey and New York representing. They must be snowed in.
So let's get it. Let's talk about got to get it. Let's get it and keep it rolling. What's going on, Impeccable?
Hey, I'm back. You're back. You feel like, you know, I'm about to just sit on the couch and let you be the hosting, brother. We're back.
I like turtles.
If you just tuned in, Melissa, it's probably taking information from the first caller.
I'm back.
No problem. Lizelle, thank you very much for calling in. The first caller, I forgot your name. What was the name, Mo?
Vanity.
Thank her as well.
I was about to get my prints on it.
Well, you know, she might be a poet. You know what I mean? She might have a hit record. We don't discriminate when it comes to hit records. Cisco, we cannot take all of these callers that are on there.
No, we can't.
We'll never get
through.
We won't get through the show. That's right. We've done the intro by T Million. Then you and Tell Tally really elaborated on the first verse. The story is continuing. Now this is the next part of the song, where it just draws you in. well, actually, you know what? People were like A-list. Like, they heard that A-list. You know what I mean? And then there was some people, Cisco, before we get back in the Got to Get It, it's like, does he still sing? Can he still sing? All of, you know, all of those things that we see on social media. And so he got a song called L.I.P.'s.
Oh, my goodness. I'm
going to
pass out.
You're going to pass out? Okay.
I'm going to pass out. You know, this is my favorite song. I'm going to pass out. I can't.
Okay,
can't.
Well, we're just going to play. Let's just play the first verse of L.I.P. That's right.
Button.
You can spell. I know your brain is going through it. L.I.P.
Just me.
L.I.P.
And the piano, butt naked, right here on song.
Talking about those lips.
Sitting next to Molicious.
Definitely not next to me. Right.
Definitely not.
Both of them. Let's play a little bit of it, Mo, if you can do it. Sheesh. Sheesh. Faded, Mo. Go ahead. Get your LIPs on, Mo. Let me hear you. Come on. Come on out the show.
Do me right. No, I'm good.
At midnight line, right, Mo? Listen to
that. Yes.
Midnight.
Oh, there you go. And I'm waiting. I'm praying. There you go.
Oh, she knows it. All right. Okay. I like that.
Well, Mo, you up next on the hook. This is Song Therapy. We have a special guest, Cisco, on the line. We're breaking down the classic hit, Got to Get It. Don't forget about the topic. What celebrity can get it with no work? No work. That's just like you can go, hello, and bam, like Mo just did when he sang a second ago. Mo,
hello.
Why don't you drop the hook. See, you're just going to keep singing. Mo's going to be butt naked doing the show in a minute.
Girl Mo on the hook, and I'm just going to start it off like this. I got to get it. Basically, when you look at the hook, it's just bringing back from the first verse, and it's just going to say that, you know, you won't forget it. I'll kiss you under your navel, because obviously he sees her, and he's just like looking at her, checking her out, and he's just trying to identify, like, you know, I can kiss you wherever you need to be, but will he go there? Will the person that you're with go there, or the next person you're with, have they ever gone there? I'm laying all my cards out, like you said earlier, on the table, and I'm letting you know that I will go beyond, above and beyond anything to sexually pee you at this point. And then it says, just let me hit it. Basically, I think at that point, he's just like, look, I'm asking you to let me hit it because I know the things that I can do. I know that I can probably take you to ecstasy. I know that, you know, once I kiss you, you know that feeling once you kiss somebody below the navel? What that's going to do to you. So he's trying to paint that picture for her, but he's just like, can I hit it? And he's like, I'll kiss your lips under your navel. Oh, well, we know what those lips are. So
No. Maybe
the person that you were with, they just didn't do that. But I'm letting you know that I will go to that extreme to do that for you. I bet you he won't go where I will go. So... That's Mo on the hook.
circle right now. Like, did I do that? Like, wow, that was some brush strokes with that paintbrush.
Wow.
I put it all out there. Hey, how many years? That was 20 years ago. That was almost 15. How many years ago was that? I wrote a lot of checks
with the kiss of the lips under your neighbor.
I would do it all. I have the money and the power, and I would even kiss the lips where he won't go. That was a big check.
Yeah, growing up, it was always the guy.
Cash that check in eventually. You can't be just going everywhere where nobody will go. That'll put you in a bad place.
Right. You know, back in the day,
this particular girl was special, impeccable.
Uh-oh.
This particular girl, you had to get it. I said she was like a fiend. It was like you just had to get it. So for this one specific woman, that was the one. Or person, for somebody that you know, is you know, if, for the ladies out there, for that specific person, you know, you might, you know, want to give them something that you feel like you could give them that no one else can.
I hear the couch sliding out. Tell Tally, remember back in school how some guys were like, I ain't going down on so-and-so. I'm just, I'm the master of the D. And then somebody said, one day, your girl going to meet the master of the D. And of the T, of the tongue. And I think that's what Mo might have been saying. I bet he won't go where I go. Okay, a little foreplay with the LIPs. Huh, no pun intended. We just played a little bit of LIPs from the upcoming record, Last Dragon, out February 10th, pre-order right now, iTunes, on sale worldwide, no matter where you're listening to it, London, Japan, wherever you're listening to it, it's there.
See, Mo gets it. She knew exactly what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. I'm sorry. I was getting too comfortable on that couch. Oh, we still got a show to do, right?
Tally, I mean, we should just let them finish the show.
They're over there getting it with themselves, probably.
Right.
You know, but, you know, let me say this really quick for the topic. So, seriously, the person... You know, when we talk about that person or that celebrity that can get it, you always go back to, what can they get? What do you mean they can get it? So let's clarify that. What is it that they get or that they can get?
These gizzards.
Get they. Who's they? I don't know.
I'm not talking.
I think it encompasses whatever your it is, you know? If you really
bring
that person. Right. If you really feel that person, then whatever it is, they can get that.
No pressure. Right. No pressure. No celebrity pressure.
Who is they? Who said it? They did. They who?
What are they going to get?
What are they going to get?
Who are you going to call? Don't do it.
No.
Well, you know what? Seriously,
don't do it.
We were sexy for a minute. Come on, impeccable.
Hey, you know what?
I had to bring them corny snaps.
He just learned about corny snaps.
Maybe
nobody
heard
of
corny snaps. That's my line.
Oh, for real? I never even heard of those until
corny snaps. Corny. It's corny, yes.
That was a cereal back in the day. Anyway,
we need to dump those in the trash real fast and get back over here to the sexy side of the couch.
You're right. I was just trying to tone it down so that it doesn't become a porn show, you know. Anyway.
It was getting kind of hot and steamy in here, and there was too many,
innuendos.
What's going on? We got another call or something? We need to do something else. What's going on?
I don't know. Mo, listen.
Moving.
The phone lines lit up in the back. You can check them out. You know what? Why don't you, this is the week before the album comes out. This show is really all about you, all about your fans, all about you just giving back. So this is Tell Tally's favorite record. Why don't you play a little bit of this? It just will show you the diversity that's on this album. It's called Round and Round. Why don't we give them a little bit of that and check on these callers? What? Wow. Where does that music take you back? Where does that take you back?
60s R&B. Right there for you, Impeccable.
That's the real music. That's the real instrumentation. That's the band. In case people
forgot.
Cisco, that's my joint there. First time Impeccable played that song, I was like, oh, that's my joint. That's my joint.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, we
Got a Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, Motown sound to it. Yeah, that take you back.
Yeah. I had live strings involved with that record as well as a lot more live instrumentation just to do the best we could to capture that 60s magic via Amy Winehouse and there's another artist that really exploits that sound well. What's her name? Adele, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a really popular sound right now. It's a really musical sound that will never go out of style. So you get it for free on a pre-order of Last Dragon. Please go pick that up. Coming out February 10th. Back to Song Therapy.
You can get that record tonight. As soon as you can get it tonight, it will download to your phone, tablet, computer, whatever. Tally, nice. You can get it tonight. Anyway, tonight. Tuned in to Song Therapy. Do we have it? You can get it tonight. Love it,
I love that. That's a new song.
Do we have any other callers, Melissa, before we go on to the next verse?
Yes, we do. I can bring Nancy on.
Bring Nancy on. What the heck?
Nancy, welcome to Song Therapy.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing
hey, Nancy,
well.
She came in real professional.
Right. Like I felt like she worked at a collection agency. Hello, how are you?
Yeah.
I
got one question. You didn't get no justice on the song Beautiful Ones with Mariah Carey, and you had a nice song and ballad on that.
Oh, it was actually a thank you. Thank you, Nancy. It was actually a remake of Prince's song, Prince, the artist. Minnesota representing. He wrote that song. So we actually, did that song. I think it was produced by the one and only Dalvin from Jodeci. And also sang with both us and Mariah Carey on her Butterfly album. Just a gorgeous song. Funny thing about that record, I know that's not the Song Therapy record that we're doing tonight, but the funny thing about that record is I really didn't know the record before I sang it. Impeccable to tell you, coming into the music industry, I was really a gospel singer. So everything that I heard outside of pretty much Jodeci and Boyz II Men was really all I had really known. Well, with the exception of, Michael Jackson and Prince, because my sisters were playing it. But I'm glad you enjoyed that record. I loved it too.
You want to chime in on the topic, Nancy?
Well, I just got one more question. The other question is, when are you going to do a tour?
Oh, we somewhere
like
different
Alabama.
Every week.
Okay, will you
Alabama?
Be able to come down south or Alabama? Yeah, Huntsville.
Impeccable, we're going pretty close to you in a couple of weeks, actually.
The Drew Hill app. If you just download the Drew Hill app from the Play Store, or the iTunes store for free, and you can follow everybody individually as well as what the group is doing. Just make it right to your phone. Keep up with us.
Right, Drill. That's the Drew Hill app. Go right to your app store, download it to your phone. You'll find out everything we're doing and everywhere we're going.
All right, then. Well, thank you very much. And I got one more thing
to say. Thank you.
I'm a big Cisco fan, so on my hand, your name is actually tattooed on my hand.
What? Didn't I know you had that pre-order?
That's an official hand job, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what's
an
up.
Official
hand
job.
Thank you very much, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you, Nancy. Thanks for calling
Thank you, Nancy.
Hand job.
Wow, hands up. Really?
If you just, well, hey.
Oh, man. That was the quickest draw tonight.
Right.
He was at the OK Corral. Impeccable with wearing that one.
Exactly.
He eradicated the corny snap. And shot it right out the air with the hand job.
Corny snaps.
With the hand job, blam. So y'all missed that. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, this is Song Therapy. Hanging
I
out
didn't miss it. I was
Nancy.
Right there.
A rare moment.
That was even better.
A rare moment, T Million and Tally. Dragon doesn't spend as much time, but he enjoys song therapy. He likes you guys. He talks about you guys when we're on the road. So we thought it apropos to have him on a week before Last Dragon comes out. Pre-order it. All right, shameless plug. We're going to do it all night. We scrapped all the rest of the sponsors. Dragon Music Group has sponsored the whole show. Cisco Records coming out brand new. I'm up on the next verse. Let's keep it going. We've heard the hook, the intro, and everything. Let's go. Second verse. Got to get it.
Now, baby, I can be a better man, better yet a gentleman. Prior to Japan and back again. It's been a week in Puerto Rico. Baby, wait till I'm finito. Cause I'm feeling, and I gotta get it of you. What's up, what's up, come on. I like the fuck, I got to speak it out. You down to go, baby.
This is your boy, Impeccable. Up on the second verse, we've heard the intro. T-Million teased him a little bit. Whispered in the ear, let her know what the situation is. Tell Tally broke it down. You know, said, you know, the signature, is it about the role, is it about the money? Basically, all the cards are on the table. Malicious talked about drawing him in with the hook, said he's going to go. He's asking permission. I got to get it. He's telling, just let me hit it. I don't know where they are, where the moment is, but he said it to her. He spoke to her, and he said, look, I'm going to kiss you under your navel. Down south. He went below the border. And then the story continues. He says, listen. I'm not going to sing like you, Telltale, because I don't want to be copyright infringed for singing the wrong melody. But he says, baby, all of a sudden, she's not just any kind of girl. A term of endearment comes out and says, baby, I can be a better man. Then he thinks on that and says, you know what? Better yet than a better man, a gentleman. I think all women are looking for a gentleman in the boardroom and the beast in the bedroom. But anyway, I can fly you to Japan. It's no problem. Call my assistant right away. I can fly you to Japan and back again. No problem. Black card, no problem. First class, no coach, no problem. Then after Japan, this is a worldwide tour. Some like to call it a, if he's going below the waist, ladies, a vacation. I don't know. I made that up. Let's go. We'll spend a week in Puerto Rico after Japan. Baby, wait till I'm finito. All right, I got to pause right there, brother. What is finito? Finished?
Finished in Spanish. My goodness.
I just wanted to know.
I don't know Spanish.
Spanglish, I didn't know. You know, it sounds good. Wait till I'm finito. Okay, I got it. All right.
Finito.
I'm working on it.
Oh, my goodness. Goober.
All right. You know, that's what song therapy is about, discovery. I don't claim to know it all, Mo. Just trying to get my therapy on at this moment. Anyway, he takes it back to the streets of Baltimore, back to when he said, can he get a hit of you? Basically, when you got to get a hit of something, you've seen it for it. When you got to get a hit of it, that's when, you know, it's got to get it. Not only did he have to get a hit, but he wasn't talking about just a musical hit. He needed a real live sexual hit of this particular lung lady at this time. He said, I got to get a hit of you, the next line. He said, what's up, what's up? This is when the grown man and all the gentlemen went out the water, you know, went out the window. Just went, you know, it's whatever you're going to say, this is the time to say it. Come on, I like to F-C-K. If you hear the clean version, it says, I like to F-U-C-K. And whatever version you like to hear, because sometimes we did a poll in song therapy a few years back. Women like to be talked dirty to. Not everywhere do they like to be talked to, but in the privacy or in their ear or just whispered in their teeth gritted a little bit, they like to be talked dirty to. And he said, I got to figure it out if you're down because. That because was jumping off in both verses. Baby. Then it goes back into the hook. Cisco, you want to jump in on this second verse? You want to add anything to?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to add that when I said, that what's up, I like to you know, dirty talk with the F. Because the first verse, I was saying I like to touch. So now we know each other a little bit better. And that's why
right.
I'm talking about how I could be a gentleman, better yet a better man, and fly her to Japan and back again. And then I'm like, or spend a week in Puerto Rico. Maybe wait till I'm finito. Wait till I'm finished with you, because I'm fiending and I got to get ahead of you, because I had a hit after the first verse. So basically, all of that, everything I said in the first verse worked. So now I kind of know the girl in the second verse. And now we kind of on personal terms. And while we was getting on those personal terms, I talked to her and I said, I like the food. And she was like, I like when you say that. And I was like, okay. And I said, I want to know if you're down because. So I already know that she's down. I already know that she's down by this point. So now that's my boo. Now that's my regular boo that I'd have met in the club. And now we...
Now we like the food.
Now we getting it. We like the food.
Hey, you know what? A lot of people don't know. I don't know. We were trying to get them on the line. But why don't you tell us a little bit, because we got coming up next, about the rap part about it, and just say basically who this is.
Wait.
We don't
do what? I do the, is that, who's doing that part?
No.
No, we don't have that coming up next.
Oh, okay. It's not okay.
Hold on.
It's just
hold
a
on.
Musical break.
Hold on. Wait a minute. No, we're doing the rap. Ready? Ready? Hold on, everybody. Clear your minds for 1 second. And get into another therapeutic place with music. Molicious will be sharing with us on her therapeutic reflection. Sometimes I overlook that reflection, but I love it when it happens. So everybody, if you could clear your mind just for 1 second, go away from Got to Get It, and let's hear Mo's therapeutic reflection.
There is a place for us that no one else can enter. It's a place that holds no secrets, only beauty, peace, and understanding. A place that we can come to thinking we are one, only to have our souls fused together for just a moment, just a very, very single moment. And in that moment, I know you and every pore, every pulse, every thought, every fear, every movement, and I even love you even more. I feel myself laying bare before you. I feel content, joyous, that you are with me, loving me and my nakedness.
Wow, fellas, she just left us naked. Just, you know, just like, that was Mo's therapeutic.
Well, you know what, impeccable.
Reflection.
With that long pregnant pause, I had to, that's what they call it here in the biz. You get that, like, air, like when you don't hear anything. They call it a pregnant pause. And it's just funny because every time Melissa does that pregnant pause, even sometimes when we listen to back episodes of Song Therapy, when we take long road trips on the tour bus, something about that Molicious reflection is just delicious. It's just Molicious.
You now a celebrity.
For a male, I mean, I'm not sure what it does, because I'm sure some females out there, the person can feel it too. Just kind of has that just something that just puts you in a place where you think about that special someone that you just got to get it from. Back on Song Therapy, ladies and gentlemen. What's up? My name is Chris.
Right.
No, I'm serious, Mo. Every time you do your reflection, I really love that part on the show. When this show actually, because I know you guys have been in talks with a couple of people that want to put the show on air. And when it comes to that part, boy, I can only imagine what the visuals are going to be like for Mo's moment.
Mm.
Well, thank you.
T-Million and Tally, they have definitely spending some time with each other. I ain't heard them this quiet since.
I'm enjoying the show. It's always good to have a guest come on and, you know, tell us and help us and work with us. So, you know, it makes the lift a little easier. So I welcome it.
My phone is blowing up. Impeccable Tally.
You got any text alerts of people who might be, you know, they might be shouting?
I just got a lot of people that's just chiming in on the show tonight. And, man, I would love to see those numbers come back and see the spike. Boy, it's a dragon. I mean, you know.
Whenever the dragon's on.
Yeah, you know what they say. Whenever you on going country, all that stuff, the numbers do spike, don't they?
The numbers spike.
Can you call in next week? No.
Next week we're going to be on TV. I was supposed to get that away.
All right, Don't give it away. Don't give it away. 347-855-8964 if you're listening by way of cell phone and you want to get it. You got to get it. You got to get something out. You got a celebrity who can get it. If this is a celebrity who can get it, or if now Malicious is your new celebrity that can get it, just press 1 on your phone, and we will try to get you on before we leave.
We
are up to the next part of the song. Yes, Mo?
We do have 2 callers on the line, if you want to bring them
in. All right, let's get them in. Let's get the callers in. They might need to get some therapy and let them in. Come on. Who we got?
We have Stella. Stella's on the line.
Stella.
Yeah, baby. This is Stella from Lacombe, Louisiana.
Hey.
Hi, Stella. Welcome to Song Therapy.
Hey, I just have one question.
Whoa.
Did a host count as a celebrity?
What was that?
Did a host.
The host.
Did a host
count as a celebrity?
Yeah, because as we say in Louisiana, I have an envy or a craving for impeccable.
Oh, we get that a lot.
Okay, can you drop that caller?
Yo,
thank you for calling on, Therapy.
Impeccable, he got his own fan service, and that's ever since he's been our manager since we were 14 years old, beautiful. He always, was like, when he going to sing his solo? So this is nothing new.
Never.
Lady.
Never.
Impeccable is out there, and he is ready to put all y'all in this house and answer your questions.
Okay. When y'all coming to Louisiana?
We coming soon.
Trying to get you on her actual couch.
Right. Drew Hill app. They have a Drew Hill app for you, sweetheart. Thank you for calling them. Pre-order Cisco's record.
Okay, baby.
Let me find out.
Okay, baby.
Let me find out.
But you can get it.
You can get it.
Why do y'all think that we perform in somewhere different in the world every week? You don't really have a whole lot to do with us. It's impeccable.
I know that's right.
Okay, Mo, let's go to the next caller. Stella, you're going to get your groove back. I don't know who's going to groove it, but.
All right, we have Danya on the line.
Send a direct picture.
Danya.
Let me see what you look like.
Danya.
Danya, welcome to Song
Therapy.
How are you guys doing? Hello.
We're doing good. Hello. Welcome to Song Therapy.
Well, thank you. I would like to know, when are you guys coming back to Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
When it warms up.
Are you from Milwaukee?
Yes, I am.
Big shout out. Wow, yes, man. Wow. Is my voice on that thing? I wasn't even singing that time. Anyway, big shout out to Milwaukee. Both Butter and 7-8 from the group
right.
Lover. They stay there. So big shout out. So how you doing? When are we coming? I believe we got something in Cincinnati, so you can scoot up. If you just go into the Drew Hill app, DRU Hill, go to the App Store, type it in, you can find out everywhere we're going to be, individually and as a group.
So, when are you guys coming out?
Go ahead.
I said I was wondering.
It seems like everybody wants to see us live. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. But the live information is out there on the internet. What question do you have for Cisco that you could not ask or could not find from Google?
Well, are you guys getting back together, or did you break up? When you coming out with a new CD? You know, I miss hearing from y'all.
All right. Should I answer that?
This is, well, we never broke up. This is Cisco. We never broke up. And
okay.
Just to let you know, we do have some new material coming out for our 16th anniversary. It's our 20th anniversary in 2016. Mm-hmm. And it's coming out really, really soon. But for now, tonight, it's all about the Dragon Ball. It's all about me. It's all about me.
Oh, okay.
Trying to figure out how I can get you to that pre-order, how I can just scoot you over just a little bit more. Just go over there and press that button. Pre-order that new album.
I love you too, trust me. I mean, I have all the CDs and everything, but I miss hearing y'all as a group too as well. But,
well, it's a Drew Hill song. There's a Drew Hill song on the album.
Huh?
It's a little teaser. There's a Drew Hill song on the album.
Okay.
On my album, Last Dragon. It's a little teaser for what we will put a feature. And this is my last solo album before I go into film and television. So,
really?
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you got contact.
You know, I met you guys a couple of times, me and my girls, and we also had a dinner date with you guys one time here in Wisconsin.
No. Well, what were
we
eating? Did we have to get it?
It was at the Dining Inn, and we sang at the table, and Kenneth Creer was your manager at the time.
Wow. That's all he needed was some more publicity.
Right, but, you know, I'm not even going to go there. But, yeah,
I'm just breaking your balls. Your titty balls. Let me stop. All right.
What were you saying?
No, I'm sorry. It's just when you're chiming back and forth, it's just a different vibe, a different rhythm here at Song Therapy. Mm-hmm. It's like you talk, I talk, so go ahead and talk. Say what you have to say, Bo.
No, I was just saying that we met you guys a couple of times, you know, here in Wisconsin, that's all. But I just want to say that I can't wait to hear the new music and everything. I will be listening out for it. And, you know, I truly wish you the very best. And, you know, I'm going to pick up the CD the minute that I hear it. And I
thank
still
you so much.
Love you as well, Andrew Hill. And I just want to say God bless you. And I hope to see you soon in Wisconsin.
All right. And thank you so much, sweetie. Mm. Big shout out to Lover, Butter, Serenade, Chinky, Kenji. Be looking out for some new stuff from them, too.
Oh,
back
okay.
Back to Song Therapy. What's going
on? Uber's from Wisconsin.
Thank you.
You know what's going on? We are coming
to Ubers. That's right, the Ubers.
That's right. You know what? Thanks for calling in. You know, we're that kind of group. Cisco's that kind of artist. You know, he takes pictures with everybody. If you've ever met him, if you've ever been to the show in the airport, he's approachable. It used to be a time when we used to ask for people to bring some chicken and sweet tea down to the radio station. We had more sweet tea and chicken. People try to invite us over to the house. That's just how we are. You know what I'm saying? We make good music. We meet good people. They say, well, what's your favorite city? We like all of the cities. Wherever the love is, that's where we are. We can't put a favorite.
But we could probably count the cities that we don't have the keys to. We might need to do that. Count the ones we don't have the keys to and go get those.
What do
keys.
Those keys actually it open? Is. That's what I've been wondering. Anyway,
I don't know.
To
we don't have to ask nobody to get in there nowhere, so maybe that's what the key was.
There
it was
is.
The A.
You know what?
Key. Bam! Recall joke. How you feel? Throw it up. Hey! Boom! Bam!
See, every now and then, ladies and gentlemen, artists have to get their therapy on as well. But you know what? I think is Make It Hot on the line. Is Make It Hot on the line, Mo? Bishop?
Yes, he is. Let me put him
all right,
in.
Well, okay. Make It Hot.
He's
welcome
on
to Song Therapy.
What's up? What's
welcome.
Up?
What's up? What's up? What's
didn't
up?
No, he didn't.
What's
yeah.
up, bro?
Let's go!
Make It Hot!
Hey, those LIPs, God, you killed it.
All right, for those of y'all who don't know, these guys are cousins.
Mm-hmm.
You might have thought you were listening to the record and you might have thought you heard a DMX or you might have heard Ja Rule, but no. This is the official from Baltimore, from the streets of Baltimore.
The
Cisco's
first
cousin
ever to make it mainstream. From Baltimore that we know of. Rapper. That we know
first
of.
Single of the
well, how
premier
about the highest
album.
Selling rapper? Can we go there? Highest seller. All right, we could do that.
Right. Because, you know, if you want a 10 million seller or more, 10 plus, that means a diamond. And
there's a diamond.
That many artists get to hit
diamond,
that
right?
diamond.
Diamond.
That's right. So we brought you on Make It Hot. Welcome to Song Therapy so that you can experience how we break down a record. And it's so apropos that, you know, you guys probably don't get a chance to really see each other even because he's on one side of the world, you're on one side of the world. But tonight on Song Therapy, this might be a first. I don't know if it's a first or not, but you guys are on a show together. But we're right at the part of the rap. So we have our resident entertainment and news and sports editor who's going to break down your rap, and we need you, after he's finished, to confirm or deny if he did a good job, Make It Hot. So, Moses.
Oh, man. How you going to put me on the spot with the captain?
Hey, I didn't say you had to rap. I just said you had to break it down. This is song therapy.
Oh, okay. I'm like, man.
No.
It would be nice.
No, we
it would
be
nice.
That
would
have been rough. That would have been rough. You have no idea. You have no idea how many people, how many people's jobs Hot had before he just said, "No, I'm good." Like he was that good. He was like, "No, you can have that. I'm good."
Nah.
All right. So the song had an intro. The song had a first verse. It had a hook. Had a second verse. And instead of a bridge, or a musical bridge, it was a rap break. So let's go, Molicious. Let's load it up. Song Therapy going down. 2015. Let's do it.
Make It Hot, Make It Hot. That was a beastly rhyme, brother. Beastly rhyme.
Where you go, baby?
That's crazy. But listen, I think what he was trying to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, Make It Hot. He said, "We should go, baby. Do it hot. Sip the mo." That's an obvious thing. We should go, baby. Go to where we need to go. Do it hot. We need to just be hot where we do it. Sip the mo means sip the champagne, which is the Moet. We get the dough. We get the dough, baby. We can do it how you want. Let me know, baby. So basically, he's saying, look, however you want to get it, I'm going to give it to you just like you want me to give it to you. Just tell me what you want. And if I got it, you can get it. That's for sure, baby. Well, get the dough, baby. I'm here to treat you right. Basically, he's saying, you can get this money out of my pocket. I'm going to treat you right, but you're going to work for it, too. Won't you be the freak? I know. And give me head all night. Oh, man. Shout out to Chocolate Drop. But anyway, that's a hot one right there. That's a hot one right there. You know, basically, you're saying you can give me the head all night, and I will be appreciative and take it. I think if somebody's looking, girl, turn off the lights. Look, if you're in a room, wherever we at, I'll take the head. If the lights are on and you're embarrassed, you can go ahead and turn them off, but I'm good. We can do it when you want it, where you want it, and how you want it. My man said, look, however you want to get this, I'm going to give it to you just like you want me to give it to you. Let me keep it tight. I'll make it hot. The thing is, he's basically saying, let me keep it tight, meaning that he's going to deliver the way he should be delivering as a man. And I'm going to make it hot for you. Lick you in between your legs, and I won't stop. That sounds like a good old person that I know. You know, lick it, and I'll lick it until you have an orgasm, baby. I won't
you lick
come,
me, I lick
but
you.
No orgasm. From the back, from the front, you on top, however you want to get it. From the back, I lick it from the back, lick it from the top, you can get on top. Had to get it, had to hit it nonstop. Nonstop. Back in the day, I was a nonstop guy. I don't know if I'm a nonstop guy now. I got to take a break. But,
see. Two pills for that. Break for that. Two pills for that, T-Million.
Hold on. Hey, can I just say something impeccable and Song Therapy crew? I just, listening to those lyrics, I just realized that we unwillingly kind of, and the album came out in 2000, so that was the new millennium. We unwillingly started the just upfrontness and butt-neckiness of just coming out and saying what you mean within a record. Now, granted, on that same album was songs like Incomplete, but Got to Get It was the first single. And now the new millennium of artists really just kind of come out and say what they want to say. And when you think about it, even though I learned how to write from listening to artists like R. Kelly. When you think about it, it's like he still was a little bit more reserved. But we just kind of came out and said it. And I think that's what Hot did. That's what I did. And I just wanted to interject that before Hot said his take on it.
Well, actually, the way that he broke it down, it sounded like he wrote the rap.
Hey, you know,
I'm like, did he write it or did I write it?
Well, we know you from B-More, Hot. So we're going to put you on the spot because that's how we do. If you're a star, you're going to always shine. Why don't you just give them a couple bars of this live, first time on Song Therapy. Make it hot. He coming back. Album coming out soon. Let's go. Do something. Spit something for him.
You want me to give him the Got to Get It verse?
Whatever you want. Got to get it. Let's go. Give him the Got to Get It verse the way they should get it.
Got to get it live. We should go, baby. Get my hot soup the mold. Get the dough, baby. We can do it how you want to let me know, baby. If I got it, you can get it. That's for sure, baby. Or hit the dough, baby. Want you to treat me right. Want you to be the freak I know and give me hell or not. If you think somebody looking, girl, turn out the light. We can do it how you want to. How you want to look. I'm sorry. I fell off. I'm in the middle of
it. Don't even worry about it. That's what we know. Hot
nigga, let me see your legs won't stop. From the front to the back, we on top. Had to get ahead of it and don't stop.
I could have said your rap. That's what I'm talking
about.
No, I wanted. Impeccable. Why are you just asking?
He won't go now.
Talk about on the song.
Hey, Cisco.
Nice.
Hey.
I don't know,
when
man.
Is the,
you know, man, that's your cousin.
Hey, real quick. When is the when did the album drop?
February 10th.
All right, gotcha. I need
to get it. You can get it tonight.
Well, the song therapy, Kevin, impeccable. I thought that he was supposed to explain what he was saying in the verse.
Well,
I don't know you going to put him on the side, ask him to rap a 15-year-old rap, but it's all love.
Yeah, you know what? you know, that's his cousin. Look at him trying to pick up what he said. T Million said it like he wrote it, so I figured he ain't had nothing
to
say.
But you know that we perform the record all over the world. I mean, I be saying this, but I'm sorry, go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on Song Therapy. any specific lines within the rap that make it hot that you might want to clear up that like someone may not have known?
Maybe I just want to clear up that it was Make It Hot and not Ja Rule. Because a lot of times, like, I thought that was Ja Rule. I thought that was DMX. I'm like, no, that was me.
Let me ask you this, Make It Hot. Who did the royalty check come to?
Me.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
If you can write in this
and for the record, I'm extremely selective with the artists that I work with. And Make It Hot is extremely talented artist. I'm sure that when you asked him to go into that verse, I'm sure he probably has seven of the verses. He's probably in the studio right now working on that in his mind. If you asked me to sing Got to Get It right now, the second verse, I wouldn't really know because I don't do that verse all the time.
So why don't, for the first time ever, you sing the thing?
Baby, I could be a better man, better yet a gentleman. Yeah, you teach your pen and back again.
Now.
Wait till I can need up, cause I'm feeling. Can I get it of you? What's up? Come on, I like the fuck. Got to get it up to death, son. See, get it out is not really a word. But that's what I said at the end. Cause I couldn't.
Hey, well, did you see that, T-Million? You see that male testosterone rise up? He like, I can't.
It rose up.
His mind was like, I don't even use the word can't, so then he just had to do it. First he said he can't, right? Then he conquered the fear of can't. See, can't will stop you in 2015 from doing
and
what
then
I got to
totally
do.
And he totally made up a word at the end.
Right. But we didn't know because we weren't looking at the lyrics at the time. We got caught up in the moment, in the magic,
get her
in the
out.
Music.
I got to get her out. Like I didn't know I had to get her out. I thought I was trying to get her in.
Get her out. Get her done.
Get her done.
Horrible. What celebrity can get it with no work?
I know y'all been thinking about this. We're great.
Thinking about nothing. I already know what it is.
Okay.
I already know
what it is. Wait. Listen, it's my turn. I'm gonna tell you, and you all gonna all want it. I'm telling you.
Are you able to hang out a few more minutes with us on the line?
No question. What celebrity can get? I like Sonali.
He about to get it. I got to pop somebody in Baltimore. Not Sonia.
That was Tally's one, yo. You picked his card.
We all sit on the same side of the table.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry, but
that must be a B more thing.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you haven't checked the Twitter lately, have you, teammate?
I picked Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. You smoking
She's sexy, though, Cisco. She's sexy. She's very sexy.
Let me ask y'all a question.
There's a whole nother Queen Elizabeth.
Mo, do we have any other callers? Because we're just trying to be getting everybody. We can't get everybody. We see everybody with their hands raised in the back office, but we just can't get everybody on the line. You want to take one more caller, or are we good and ready to go to final words?
Did we get Mary?
Mo?
Come on, baby.
Mary?
Mary.
Hi.
Welcome to Song Therapy.
Hi, Mary.
How are you doing? Excuse me, because I'm a little nervous, okay?
Act like nobody's in the room. We can't see you, Mary.
Feel me on this one. I've been a Cisco fan since 1996, and I'm kind of glad you guys did have me on the last one to speak because I got a testimony. I'm going to make a long story short. In 2000, my father had passed away, and we were homeless, and it was just a lot of drama and stuff like that. And the only thing that I had in my possession was the Unleash the Dragon CD. And I played Incomplete and Enchantment Passing Through every day for like 6 months because I was the only thing that could help me at that time. I was only 14, so this is when like the Thong song and he blew up. I mean, up. And it was just harmony for me because I felt incomplete without my father, but it just gave me so much light and it made me feel better. It helped me learn so much more about music. I mean, because of him, I really discovered a lot about music. Not just him, Drew Hill, too. But, I mean, Cisco, that was, like, the light of my life. Like, that was, like, my hero because he did so much and overcame so much. And I read a lot about him, about, you know, him going to jail and him living in Baltimore and just dealing with a lot of, excuse me when I'm saying bullshit, and he overcame it.
Hey!
I'm sorry. And I've been waiting to tell this man this since I was 13 years old. And I just wanted to put that out there real quick.
We really appreciate it here at Song Therapy. And what's your name again?
My name is Mary. Well, my full name is Mary Ann or Mary Jane, but you can call
Mary
me
Mary Ann, Mary Jane. I just wanted to say that it's these kind of calls that really matters the most, because being able to move people with music is what Song Therapy is all about. A lot of times people have these songs or these artists that sing songs that have these lyrics that make them like feel or get them through a very difficult time, and that's why this show is here. To talk about those lyrics and to talk to those artists, and you know, to express to the people that listen to the music that hey, this is what we were going through when we were singing it. And a lot of times it's the same thing, or it's even bigger what you were going through than what we were going through when we were creating the music. So it's just awesome that we were able to be a part of that in your life. And a friend of mine. Just lost his dad tonight. One of the members of One Up, who is a producer on a new album, Last Dragon, who produced the song LIPs and and Round and Round and A-List his dad passed away tonight. For you to come with this, I just got this text, and for you to come with this story right now, it's one of those things that made me just kind of say to myself, maybe this won't be my last album. I'm not sure.
And then not
incomplete.
To cut you off, but it shouldn't.
I'm sorry,
because like you just, no, my bad for cutting you off. But I just got to say this real quick because I know you guys ain't got a lot of time or whatever. But like, honestly, Cisco, like you just don't know. Like I've been a fan. I mean, I collect pictures, books, bumper stickers. I mean, I bought so much stuff. And my mom used to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I would just buy it because it gave me that sentimental feeling like, if he can do it, I can do it. I can stand on my own two feet and be the woman that I am right now. I'm 29 right now. So you got to think about it. It wasn't a long time ago, but it was a while. So, I mean, it's just like me waiting for this moment. I mean, that's how you know God is incredible, because he's so awesome, and you really touched my heart, you know. Can you do us a favor, caller?
Can you stay on the line? We want to get your information. And Impeccable Malicious, tell Tally, T-Million, I think this is also hot. I think this is a great time to probably wrap the show up on this note. We had a lot of fun tonight, and we shared a lot of moments with a lot of people that just really love music. So it's all about really keeping music going. It's all about being a part of Song Therapy. Keep calling in, keep tweeting, keep listening in. Go to your app store. Download that podcast app. Look for the Song Therapy app. Also look for the Drew Hill app. You can find out everywhere we're going. You can listen to everything that we're doing with Song Therapy. You got to get it now, though. You got to get it. Wow. You see what I did there, everyone? Anyway, you got to get it now because it's about to go on TV. It's not going to be here for long because we have a couple of deals on the table, and we haven't really signed off on them yet. So you need to get on the show now. Go listen. Go subscribe. Tweet it. Go on your Instagram. Go on your Facebook. Let everyone know about this show, because this show is very special, and the story that the young lady just shared with us and the story that I just heard about my friend whom Impeccable and the rest of the Song Therapy cast, I had to get off the phone because I got a call the producers of my album. They produced over 80-90% of the album. I just need to call and consult them. I didn't know that this was going to happen tonight. He thought he was going to pull through, but he's probably in a better place now. And at the end of the day, music is what gets us through this. And Song Therapy is what therapizes you to the next level of where you need to be in your life. And that link, that bridge between music and human soul, human creation, human interaction, that's what Song Therapy is. Yo, thank y'all for having me. Impeccable, Malicious, T-Million. I'm going to call you in a second. And also tell Tally, thank y'all for having me. I love y'all tonight.
God bless you, man.
Thank you.
I love you.
Mary, stay on the line, Mary.
Yeah. Okay,
stay on and listen after the show. I mean, what do you say? I mean, you know, that's my man, that's my little brother, but it's not much you can say after that. You know what I mean, Mary? It's not much you can say after what you said. So I got a special gift for you. You don't have to worry about pre-ordering the album.
And just having this
conversation. You know what? Don't even worry about it, Mary.
It's the biggest gift. Like, honestly, like, this is a blessing, dude. Like, for reals, because I'm about to shed tears right now. This is so powerful, and I thank God for you, Drew Hill, everybody that came your way and made you who you are and made you be the brightest star, like, for real. And just having this conversation with you and me giving you my testimony, that's the biggest gift, sir. I don't even need nothing else from this. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing else.
I know.
I'm
blessed. Don't, but just hang out. Hang out with us. Cisco wants me to connect with you, so don't hang up. All right. If you just tuning in, thank you for calling in and sharing. Everybody can't share, but thank you for sharing your story with all of us.
with all of us. Song Therapy is wrapping up. You know, how you go on from there. I think we just close out, Mo, with last words. You know, we're going to go around the horn because that's what we do. You know, we heard the symptoms. We heard the topic, but, you know, the topic was about what celebrity can get it. I think everybody has one. We don't need to harp on that. But the real story is how the music moves our soul and how the lyrics continue to bless others long after artists pass away or during the time when they're there. So final words, my family. Tell Tally, anything you want to say before we go? Final 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, I think everything has been said, you know, and I think it was a powerful show, and I'm glad that I was able to be a part of it. And I just want to, even though he's gone, thank Cisco for a number of things. One is that he's always represented Baltimore with excellence. You know, I've seen him many a show, and he always gives it 100%. I've never seen him lack in any area, so just I'm sure many people out there know that when they've had the you know, the blessing of coming to a Drew Hill show or a Cisco show. So I just wanted to tell him thank you for always being, you know, an example in Baltimore and giving excellence to Baltimore and always repping Baltimore. So that's all I have to say.
Amen. T Million, last 30 seconds, final words.
T Million had to leave. He's off.
He had to leave. All right. Malicious, final words for the night.
My final words are, again, I want to piggyback off of Tell Tally and thank Cisco for being on the show and always being that star that, you know, everyone can look up to and appreciate. And I also want to say that, you know, with all the testimonies that, you know, were talked about this evening and the young ladies on the line, it's truly a blessing for me to be here today. And it's truly a blessing for callers just to call in and identify with the show and identify with the celebrities that we have on the show. And I would like to say to my co-host, individually, start with T Million. T Million, you know, I love you to death. I don't care. Whatever happens between us, we argue, we fuss and fight, but you are my man. I mean, you are, you know, that person that, you know, when if I'm down, you always pick up the phone and call me. So I appreciate you for that. Tell Tally, I love you to death. You're always there in my corner. You always call me. I've known you since college, and you've always been that person. No matter what happens, you always pick up the phone and you say, Mo, you know, you good, you okay. Impeccable, I can't even say any more about you. I mean, we've been friends since college. Again, you know, you have a special place in my heart. You've been there for me no matter what. And no matter what I've gone through, you've always been that person that's there for me through thick or thin. So I just want to say to all of you, I love you. Make sure that you appreciate anyone in your life and make sure that you appreciate every day that you're on this earth. And that's Mo with her last words.
We love you too.
We love you too. Love you too. You know, sometimes you don't say it's impeccable enough to someone while they're alive that you love them. Think about somebody that you just haven't called. Maybe it's a aunt, a grandmother, somebody who is really isolated at this point in their life that doesn't get a phone call, that doesn't even like technology, that doesn't even know what a tweet or Instagram are. And they sometimes go through lonely moments. But while you can think about them right now and while they are still breathing, a call, a visit, just stop by, even if you just read to them, watch a show with them, do a crossword puzzle, can go a long way in a person's life. It's not just about your busy schedule. You got to just put your schedule aside and do some things for some other people. So with that said, the music, the moment, and the memories will always live on in Song Therapy. Cisco, I see you tomorrow at a rehearsal. But anyway, you know we love you. You know I love you as the little brother that I didn't have. Actually, I do have a little brother. Isn't that crazy? But he couldn't sing, Tell Tally. And I'm tired of this mushy stuff. Anyway, you know, let's keep it real. Sometimes you got to just let the emotions come out and you feel better. And that's what Song Therapy is all about. So, Mo, why don't you close us out? Another great night. We went over this week, but so what? It's our show. We can go over if we want to. No network is telling us to shut down. So let's do it. Why don't you close the show out with whatever you want to close the show out with. and everybody who called in and all the listeners, thanks for calling in. Song Therapy is coming to a radio near you soon. And you can listen back if you missed the part. The show will be right on live. Let's go.
So this is your girl, Mara, closing out the show. Everything has been said. I just want to say thank you for joining us tonight and sitting on the virtual couch with us and Cisco. And we'll see you next Tuesday at the same time, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out on songtherapy.fm for shows in the past. See you next week. Enjoy your week. Have a good night.
You light me up, set me on fire, baby. Conjure up all of the things that you want. I will sense your body until it gives me what I crave, baby. And love peace, the perfect touch, chemistry that I love to need. Those, and love peace, you're taking all my love. That man of mine, that out of sight. I want all and more tonight. Come to me right. Those LRPs, LRPs, those LRPs, those LRPs.
Don't you lead the way, no, no.
I don't know how much more I can take. You talking on a slide and it's something I'm falling for. And it's perfect, baby.
Talk you into a trance.
I don't wanna waste no more damn time. Just spell on me and lay me out tonight. Conjure up all of the things that you want. I will serve your body until it gives me what I crave, baby. Put your lips on this side. Face the truth, baby. Oh, yeah. The perfect shape. Hey. You're taking all my love. Girl, you got this in a mind. That out of sight, and I want it more tonight. Yes, I do. And break my style out. Everywhere I go, she follows. Yeah.
bitch rich, cause I'm A-listening. Said I'm A-listening. Yeah, A-listening.
Smoke like a Marley, drink Bel Air like a boss dude. Rose, my bottles don't drink Bacardi, draped in Bacardi. Clock the clay, like Jada Marcy. Hood in it, pop a champagne. BSM is my campaign. Spent 100 racks and put 3 letters in my damn chain. Just do it big like Bam Rain. Get booked for shows, just a wild out, ain't going insane. Let me dress swag, I'm A-list in this bitch. In the VIP with your favorite rapper. Ask about me, I'm certified. Still in the streets with your favorite trapper. I'm walking the club with 100. No ID, no pat down for security. Try me, facts, nigga. Filthy rich, just on these bottles, spin racks, nigga. That ain't on the count, blowing on it strong, and I'm turned up to the max.
Fuck,